also up three, four times, I'd get up closest to it. I don't know if it, it's because of the building and all that, and over the other side, you know, but it seems like the wind's pretty nasty out there.
Beautiful moon this morning, Ed. Chance I get to look up and see it.
Yesterday was a nasty, nasty day.
Some places got almost 10 inches.
God. And we're not done with the rain yet.
Crop that's coming in behind this is dumping right now, dumping snow in Texas and Oklahoma.
North Carolina mountains right now.
And then me.
And if it was cold enough to snow with all that rain we just got, we'd be 3 feet deep.
1 inch of rain equals 1 foot of snow.
I had 100 inches of snow.
Yeah, for a day or two.
7 inches of rain, we'd have had 7 feet of snow.
Yeah, we'd have, yeah, but still 7 inches of snow, a lot. If it gets icy next day or two, and wind stays up there, we're going to have a mess.
The weather was pretty terrible, but me and Mama, we just stayed at home and watched it. We did venture out later in the day when it kind of calmed down a little bit in between the big storms that ran out to Wally World, did a little bit of shopping and that, but other than that, we just had a good day there at the house.
Afternoon nap never hurt anybody.
Yeah, you got that right.
One thing interesting. Very hard to control temperatures enough to, like, kind of make some eggs and doing some stuff. And we're outside because you can't see nothing. Sometimes it's hard to get a temperature, but I found out you can almost feel the markings on the stove, so I had to take a drill bit, a sandwich drill, and drill some marks with the different temperatures out so I can figure them out. The car is like your finger touch the intake manifold, and it's still a little spit off. You know, it's at least 170 degrees.
Did you get burned doing that?
Quite a bit. That junk up the tank and had oil on the front, but I couldn't smell it. So I had a full tear on how I licked it. I just tasted oil on the floor. I said, okay, there's oil on that. For the fire, is the reason I'm training the training oil. Well, you have to lick the dipstick to find it.
DOT Mobile. Good morning, Jim.
There was next, we're lucky.
Hey, Jim.
Yes. Yeah, I had a good bit of water at the house yesterday, that's for sure.
Well, flood and dog came out in this pen, so I'm not sure how they're going to work that with the fence, because that means the dog can easily jump over the fence when her comes up here. She might have a little challenge.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, I did. I was telling you, we just sat around a little bit, and the weather was just too bad. We were going to go out and hit a couple of shops, but the weather was just too bad and that, so we pretty much stayed at home. We did venture out to Wally World just for a few minutes to pick up some groceries, but that was about it. But had a good day there with Mama.
Instead of staying in, that was a good idea. Well, I'm glad it turned out well for you. Good relaxing day, not have to do much of nothing, so that's good.
Well, you're bound to call right here now. I keep forgetting to do that. I have to find a positive clue to do that.
It wet yesterday morning.
I got totally soaked. That's how bad it was. It was blowing in the truck here like I was taking a shower.
When it was just, you couldn't hardly see out the back window and that, and it's like, man, I bet you were out there in it.
Didn't you? They say duty calls.
It's really bad, guys. Yeah, or like, what's really bad is when you can't see what you're doing and you get wind and snow. I've had time where snow's so deep that you got no landmarks to follow your cane. Boy, have I got lost a time or two doing that, getting somewhere.
Can't you take one of them oaths like they do for the mailman, neither rain nor sleet nor snow?
They didn't do that to me. hard in the stick sometimes. I mean, they put us out here in some weather when nobody should have been out here.
Probably still got a guy in the post office. Wolf was his name. He worked, he lived in a little small town called Sherman, Connecticut. And he had to do the mail route every day, and he had to use his own car. And he had, I guess it was 1,500 people in town. He said he used to do the whole, you know, the whole town, you know, pretty much. One of the mail or not, I knew a lot of the men were doing, but he said, you know, you had to use your own car to do it. Anyway, he said he had a 19, now picture this, he had a 1970 or 69 Dodge Dart with a 199 up there. He used to use that thing for the mail route. And this guy was a trip. He used to drive slow. He used to drink a lot. But before he did that, he ran a school bus, which is crazy. But it was funny because and you're going to picture Dick Bell doing that. And he said, we had to go every single day, no matter what. They traveled just like you said. You're out every single day doing what you're doing. And he said, some days, I strong, it didn't matter.
They're scared to death.
But it's all about good. I was repeat frequency. I'll say it one day with my, I think Kevin April was here. He was just pleased the dog a little bit. We got a frequency of why we could barely hear it, but the dog freaked out a bit.
Expected to lose power last night, as heavy as that wind was.
In South Carolina, there's like 13,000 without power this morning.
Nice to get cold after we're having to worry about it.
I knew Spartanburg really got tore up last night.
That weather train, that train had been developed and kept going back and forth. It really was some amazing weather conditions for the time of year.
Tornado up there, they piled up some campers on top of each other.
Understand, why do people use mobile homes and campers in this area knowing that you know what you're going to have to deal with, and they do it anyway?
Well, I'm out of here. I'm pulling up to work. 7-3s, everybody. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. KK4POT.
7-3s, Jim. 7-3, Jim. Enjoy the weekend. Catch you on Monday. KN4TFW.
On the news last night, the Rainy River was out of its banks downtown.
Picture of downtown Greenville looked like it was about a 4-foot river.
Well, yesterday, I listened to the news most of the day, and there was they had the kids in school in lockdown because of tornado warnings and stuff. Even in Malden, they did it.
Paper, I see. The moon is shining, and I don't see the cloud in the sky, and it's raining. It's raining over here. Not real heavy, but it's raining.
Be clean enough yesterday.
He missed the spot, believe me.
And to borrow the rain guard, since it washes ground over my house from the shop so much, I was almost thinking of getting a new big 275 gallon drums, sticking the water and collecting the energy, clean and use it.
75 gallon drum.
Well, man, drummer, you get all over the place. 55 gallon one. You gotta need a big drum. Probably, I'm gonna do the math and see how much it would take and set it up, because you could use, when we get some, we can use it, heat the water and use it for, we can use it, because it's a shame waste it. For water in her garden.
Started last night, was it still storming pretty bad?
It got pretty rough over here. Lightning was popping all around, and this morning, well, yesterday morning now, I was sitting at the radio, and some lightning hit behind the house and shook the house. I said, "Oop, time to go out the door."
Scary.
But disconnect your coax. What it's like.
Original. faces on the, well, you know how people do is use a big ceramic knife switch and use poly faces on it to space the gap outside the building. You know, what you gotta do is you ground your antenna at the nearest point to the antenna you can, and you ground it at the building, you know, at the building where it's coming in. That way you can't, it won't take anything out. I mean, you never have a guarantee. I mean, there's no guarantee it's not gonna happen.
Where can I get some poly phasers at a good price?
It has them. A big thick copper band to ground your tower. Cool. You ever see, you ever fuse one of the copper? I bolted mine together, but next time if I ever do it again, I'm going to fuse one of the copper together.
Good then.
I went to a big antenna seminar at the Air Trailer Club meeting one time, and the guy explained all that. As much water as in the soil right now, GX contact should be pretty hot.
Has an awesome weekend, and maybe I'll catch you on the radio this weekend, and if not, hopefully on Monday. And so you guys have a good one. KN4KFW.
Have a good one, 7-3.
Did you have a birthday? I just had it there at the house yesterday. It was just definitely too bad to go out.
I wanted to wish you a belated happy birthday. 7-3s to you, and have a good day. Be safe, and Lord willing, we'll catch you on Monday.
Sounds good, 7-3. Thanks. KN4TFW.
I forgot to tell you that. Just the other day. And I'm sure you're probably a lot younger. You're probably a lot younger than I am. I'd be here in your 30s or 40s yet.
About 30, yeah.
see a lot of you about this.